Hey, here we go. Hour two of the Lori and Julia show on Monday, May 3rd. We got a couple big days coming up this week. Cinco de Mayo. And I know you guys are excited for tomorrow, May the 4th, Star Wars Day.
Oh,
we'll probably go wall-to-wall Star Wars all day tomorrow, right?
We're working on our outfits as we speak.
Okay. Look at our... Was that Chewbacca?
That's pretty good.
That's my version of it.
That's pretty good. Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget, Rocco, one time we were so confused with the before, the after, the whatevers, that Holly literally did a flow chart for us and all the different Star Wars families. Right. Yeah. I don't know where that ever went.
I don't know, but we looked at it, and then we were like, oh, God. It reminded us in a historical novel when they give...
The royal family,
and you're just like, well, your head is spinning.
I'll look back when I need to know.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah.
It is. Well, speaking of confusing.
Yes.
So, my sexy jailer and I decided to watch
a movie that
won an Academy Award last Sunday night. And it,
which one?
I wanted to watch it because he's long been a Hollywood crush of mine, Mads.
Oh, yeah.
Mikkelsen,
I wanted to
Hannibal,
watch that. I started watching it, but three minutes I made.
Yeah, the movie is called Another Round, and it's a Danish film. And I know you had loved the guy's speech,
yes.
Thomas Vinterberg, who wrote the screenplay, directed the movie. The movie's dedicated to his daughter, Ida.
Who passed away 3 days into filming and was supposed to be in the movie.
Right. And he co-wrote it, but he did direct it, and he took home the best international film of the 93rd Academy Awards. And he also, you know, that opened the Toronto Film Festival. It's won all kinds of awards. This movie, Another Round.
This is interesting because I feel like there's something, but...
No. This movie is fantastic.
Great? Oh, it is? Oh, good. It looks so good.
It's very, you know, the whole... concept. It's got very Danish humor, or that Scandinavian sort of dark tinge humor. Also in, I don't know if you know this about, you know, Dane, Swedish, Norway, you know, but the culture of drinking is like deep.
An art?
Well, it can be a problem.
Okay.
You know, yep. It could be a problem. And so it's very, there's a lot of Danish-centric thing, like how they, a barrel beer race that they have, just sort of some things. It's so great. And Mads is so good. And basically the premise is these four guys, they're all like midlife.
Yep.
And they're just like wondering why some of them are boring, some of them are unhappy. And this one guy, and they all teach. They all are like a history, a physical ed teacher, all at the same school. And the one guy gives this theory about this guy who says that all humans are, we should be operating on a 0.5 alcohol
level,
but we're not. And so our natural state is to at least have 1 to 2 drinks
a day
and stay at that level.
Sure. Okay.
To be normal, to be a human. This is this whole theory. So they decide to put this theory to the test.
Okay.
And, you know, they agree that their blood alcohol should never be below 0.5 and they shouldn't drink after 8 p.m. So that means drinking during the day.
While teaching?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's really, really, really a good movie. I'm not going to say anything else about it, but the day after the Academy Awards, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio announces he's going to remake this movie.
Yes.
Okay, now that I've seen the movie, now I understand why people were so upset. This movie doesn't need to be remade. But Leonardo DiCaprio, I can see his agent saying, you will get an Academy Award nomination for this improv dance that you're going to do.
Oh.
In
so
the movie.
One thing.
Well, one thing. And I mean, it's not like, okay, like, it's been done before, like, The Departed, Martin Scorsese, that is a remake of an adaptation of a Hong Kong movie called Infernal Affairs. And then, of course, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo got redone.
Yes, it did.
And,
but this feels like it's in the same year. I mean, this movie just came out and won, and he's going to be making it next year or something. It feels very quick.
Right. And fans aren't having it. They're just like, first of all, Mads Mikkelsen speaks English. He plays Hannibal.
Right.
And he's taking over for Johnny Depp as Grunwald or whatever in the Beasts or what's that?
Impossible Beasts or Fantastic Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts. Right, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I mean, it just, yeah, it's won like so many awards and stuff. And anyway, and I thought, and I was just looking at Casey and I knew this. And afterwards, I was like, okay, so here's the casting. It'll be Leonardo, will be Mads Mikkelsen. And, you know, I don't know where they're going to set it. Maybe.
But we should watch this movie.
It's very, it's very good. You got to read it. It's in subtitles.
Who cares? What station? Amazon, Netflix,
Hulu? It was $4.99 on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was on Hulu.
I thought it was free. I feel like I started watching it. Just people double check.
I can't remember where I guess we saw it. It might be on Hulu. I don't know.
But you liked it.
All I did was talking to my microphone.
Okay, and you liked it.
Yes, yes. And Casey really liked it, too. And
oh, good.
I would say, you know, it's a triggering movie for anyone with, you know, like a very, very painful alcohol family story.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that sense, because it is like they're doing this social experiment, mm-hmm. all based on this one guy's theory about this Danish guy who says, hey, we're all operating on too low of a blood alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is why the queen has her 5 drinks a day.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Maybe.
She's balancing out all day because she starts at like noon and then she's done by 7.
Okay, I have a random question that's sort of related, but not.
Okay.
Okay. We've all been to places that take your temperature in the past year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does your temperature show up as? On average, it's always the same for me.
Either 96.8 or 97.2.
And what is it supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Wasn't it always 98.6?
I thought it was in the 98s, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm just, this is so weird, but I've never hit 98 once.
Yeah.
It's always, you go into 96 even. Mine is always 97.1.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm thinking, is there this weird thing over time and evolution that our body heat is getting cold?
Let me put on my doctor hat.
Well, because we were talking about this other thing.
My nun. Let me put on my nursing cap. I've got a scarf here.
So okay. Put it on Karnak. Well, he's dressing as Karnak, but I just am wondering. I mean, because
I'm going to tell you something.
I like that look on you.
My little one.
Little gypsy.
The only way we're really going to know is to have a thermometer in your rectum.
Okay.
I'm glad you dressed up like Rhoda for that.
It is getting
And no
Rhoda,
one even uses a regular thermometer
yeah,
anymore.
That's the true temperature, really. Everybody.
So you think your rectum is 98.6. It's warmer there than it is on your forehead.
Exactly.
So the interior of your body is warmer than the exterior.
Julia, this is me explaining science and medical stuff. I'm glad. So glad I could do this for people today.
That was helpful. Okay. That was so helpful.
All right, we'll be right back.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay, so when we started our show today, we were talking about traveling and things that are opening up and blah, 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 and how Europe, you said France and Italy really want... A pause. Okay, so we got an email. France is not opening up yet from our woman in France.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies, hello, ladies in Morocco.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here in France, it is difficult to get vaccines for lack of availability. I spent a couple of days trying to get through in 3 different towns here in northern Burgundy, and I finally got an appointment today for June 11th, but 11 June, mm-hmm. of course, the European way. Mm-hmm. And then probably 6 weeks after that for my second, there is a big problem for when restaurants and bars will be able to open on the 17th or 19th of May because there is enormous lack of workers. Mm-mm. We still have a 7 p.m. curfew, but don't need a permission slip to go out anymore. And the 10K distance maximum from home, unless we were, a healthcare worker or grocery shopping or something, it is slow to open. But since the distance limitation has been lifted, reservations at rural houses, apartment, and hotels have filled up fast, especially with next weekend, which is a 4-day weekend for the Ascension. So baby steps over here. Love the show. Stay safe and well. So that's kind of what they're saying. The vaccines are hard to get.
Yeah, I'm just planning on waiting till 2022
to make
a reappearance to Europe. In Europe, you know, things just have to settle down and people, you know what I mean? There's so much. It's such a like the India. I mean, my gosh, that is just incredible.
A nightmare living out. And moving on.
All right.
Guy Ferrari, you guys know who he is?
Yes.
The chef?
Guy Fieri?
Or Fieri. There's no T in it.
I know, but it's funny. It's spelled Fieri, but supposedly Fieri. He likes to be called Fieri. Fieri.
Well, put a damn T in it.
But whatever it is, it wasn't Ferrari. Guys. That's all I'm saying.
I like to be called Ferrari.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go with Ferrari for now.
Or Lamborghini.
I've heard you called that behind your back.
There was a little Ferrari. Yellow. So he called out Jeff Bezos for not helping restaurant people during the pandemic. He raised over $25 million. He's been kind of the superstar for restaurants during COVID. He raised over $25 million for out-of-work line cooks, servers, and other restaurant professionals. One of the ways he did that was by going directly to CEOs of major corporations and asking for donations. He says he got huge sums of money from companies like PepsiCo, Uber Eats, and Procter & Gamble. And from Amazon, he got nothing. This is my favorite line now. Okay. And you can Hollywood speak it when I'm done. He says, quote, "I'm not into shaming people and telling who didn't donate. That's not my style." But Jeff Bezos, by the way, didn't help us.
Yeah. I feel like none of the big billionaires, I mean, Bill Gates, obviously,
Bill Gates did.
Elon Musk didn't really do much.
But Bezos didn't do much. Think...
And Amazon was the one who gained all the money from everybody staying at home.
It's even more. Yeah. I mean,
well, let's be glad that Mackenzie divorced his ass and she's been giving away billions of dollars and in life changing ways. Like they said, the last big, like, what's her, Ray Kroc's wife, McDonald's. Yeah, that her huge gift was life-changing for so many charities and scholarships.
The Salvation Army. All right.
So I don't have any problem with Guy Fieri telling us
And even though he says it's not my style, but by the way.
Yeah, wow.
Lori and I have had a problem because we want to promote local. Mm-hmm. And as much as you can spend local, sure, there's a convenience factor, but we just are all about that. And we try not to say the name.
I just call it Mr. Jeff. Are you shopping with Mr. Jeff or are you shopping locally? You know, I don't know, because to me, all the money is just going right to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pay more taxes, each one of us individually, as our own corporation. Our family, then his, that is ridiculous.
It's Manning. All right. Guess what today is? It's National Paranormal Day. I'm not even going to
Paranormal?
Paranormal Day.
Well. So like ghosts.
Right. So I'm going to ask you.
Yes.
Do you guys believe in ghosts?
I just had a crazy encounter with an eagle.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Wait. The question was, do you believe in ghosts? Well, matter of fact, I just had a crazy interaction with an eagle, and we always thought my dad came back as an eagle. So Lori, you're a yes.
Yes, I'm a yes to that question.
And Rocco, I almost called you Donnie.
That's fine. You know, I'm one of those. I'm willing to believe, but I at this point I'm not.
He needs cold.
I'm kind of agnostic, right?
Yeah. All right.
Like I'm not saying no, but I, you know,
35. All right, here's the deal. So 80% of Americans believe in ghosts.
80.
That's high.
That's why horror movies will always be made.
Yeah, I'm not one. I'm kind of like, 45% of that 80 believe in it, but have never seen one.
Yeah.
And then 35% believe because they have seen one.
Okay. Explain this. The night of my mom's husband died.
Yep. He was a
Rocco,
smoker.
Okay.
She heard his Zippo lighter flick. In the bedroom. And
which is a distinctive
sound.
It's the metal one.
Oh, yeah.
And then the menthol cigarette.
Like, you could smell the menthol?
She could smell it.
And she woke up and she wasn't afraid.
Hmm.
And
that's the only one that we've... But we've had, you know...
She's had a couple.
Michael.
She's had a couple other...
You know,
the cigarette smell.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she's gone to see Steve at the cemetery. And he hasn't come to see her as much anymore. And I think it's just because, you know,
when
she's doing better.
How many years has it been?
It's been a long time now. It's been like 10 or 11 years.
Wow, okay.
So maybe people are more worried about you at the beginning and will show up if you're open to the signs. And she always found it comforting, not scary.
Right.
Like, that's would have been scared that somebody was actually in my hallway, you know, with the stolen lighter of Steve's and an old pack of cigarettes from the garden and somebody's in the house.
Right.
Okay, I'd have been terrified.
Right.
But my mom was like, she knew it was him.
I know, I remember that story. So, yes, we do have that. Yeah. And Michael Bodine has told us, and Echo Bodine
has told
us.
Have you had a ghost? I mean, your dad is dying. I mean, have you had an encounter with your dad? In a dream, though?
Well, no, I listen to his voicemail and I think of him and look at pictures and just laugh and just miss him. And I can't believe how long it's been. I mean, it's amazing how you can still, you know, feel like it was just yesterday you talked to him. But it's been since 2014, actually.
Everyone I know that liked their parents said you never stop missing them. Yeah, no matter how old you get.
I don't know that you do, because there's some different things that he would get a kick out of.
Because I have both my parents for a lady of a certain age.
He does. Okay, so, you know, there was a story or TikToker about a week ago who's a flight attendant who said in a TikTok thing, you know why we always greet everybody when they get on the plane is we're checking out people to figure out able-bodied people and where they're sitting. So we'll look at their seat, we'll check them out, we'll do the once-over, see, you know, if they're going to be able to help in a first responder situation and that kind of thing. So that was just last week, okay? Mm-hmm. So then over the weekend on a flight from Salt Lake City to Hawaii, a woman, Lavana Mugana, she was 29 weeks pregnant and she went into labor on the flight.
Uh-oh.
And
is that too early to have a baby?
It's early.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's very early.
Is that like 8 months pregnant?
No, gosh, no.
Seven months?
40 months is basically, 40 weeks is 9 months.
Okay.
So it's 10 weeks earlier than that. So it's early. But fortunately, a doctor and three at NICU nurses happened to be aboard the flight, and they leapt into action, and they used a shoelace to tie off the umbilical cord. They used an Apple Watch to do the heartbeats.
Oh, my word.
You know, the child's fine. They were greeted, you know, in Hawaii with the ambulance and everything, and everyone lived and survived. But can you imagine being on a flight where someone gave birth?
Oh, my word.
Did he get a snack? Or?
Yeah, right.
They don't give out snacks anymore. It's COVID. Okay. He came out wearing a mask.
In Hawaii, they do.
Came out wearing a mask.
Yeah, right.
You want pretzels or peanuts, honey?
There you go. That was not Barbara Streisand.
No. That was not... That is Billie Eilish. That's her new single that is going to be off of her album. It's coming out. The song itself, which seems to be about a teacher who abused his position with a student, after 3 days, it's number 15 on the iTunes, and it only sold 2,700 copies on Thursday and Friday. And 57,000 streaming. The song is not catching.
Nope. It doesn't catch me at all.
No, no, it doesn't.
And I like the soft stuff.
Yeah, and the song is timely and topical, but whatever, it's not doing it. But at the same time, Anna Wintour is using British Vogue as she's shooting darts at it because Billie Eilish is the cover of Vogue magazine, and the editor-in-chief, Edward Enninfell, is, Anna is seething with jealousy that
British Vogue got Billie
Eilish on the cover. And she is, you know, not breaking news, but it is breaking news in that she's, you know, dyed her hair and posed in lingerie and corset and very sexy. And so she's gone from her Gucci emo sack thing to va-va-voom. People are calling it vintage pinup. Billie Eilish goes gaga as a femme fatale. We've posted the cover. What a fun photo shoot, first of all, for her to do.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to go from, you know, because now she's 19. You're ready to maybe own, hey, I guess I am kind of a bombshell. And all the things that maybe were when you were not feeling as confident about everything, probably because looking at her boobs, she got boobs at a young age.
She did.
And got sexualized.
Very young.
Very young. Mm-hmm. And
And
she is owning it.
She said, I never wanted the world to know everything about me. That's why she would wear the baggy clothes. She said, because people make assumptions about who you are based on how you look and on their size and who.
We might have this in a story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
I don't know who did the story for if it's Good Morning America. I don't know if they're doing any of her quotes, but yeah, I'm interested to see what she says, but we'll get the story on the shoot first.
Overnight pop sensation Billie Eilish breaking the internet, garnering over 1 million likes on Instagram in just 6 minutes. The post is now reportedly the fastest double-tapped picture to achieve the milestone in Instagram history. The photo generating such high interest? This shot, the new cover of British Vogue, Eilish debuting a total transformation.
This is a Billie Eilish we have not seen before. She swept the Grammys and really made her mark as a teenager, but now she's ready for a new phase.
These photos show the 19-year-old songstress donning a new blonde do and posing in classic pinup-inspired outfits, all on the heels of the release of her new song, Your Power, the first single from her highly anticipated new album, due in July, called Happier Than Ever. The new look, a huge departure from the baggy wardrobe that has long been a part of her signature style. In a candid conversation with the magazine, Eilish revealing, "I've literally never done anything in this realm at all."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we posted the photo.
Yeah, I mean, it was really surprising because she really has been wearing very baggy clothes. And now she's just showing it, showing her figures,
but
showing
whatever
her
that record was, the most like double, the most liked in 6 minutes to get to a million. The fact that they're, you know, keep that that is a thing.
Right.
Like to get to that many in 6 minutes. Jeez. That's, you know, so that's why I said Anna Wintour is throwing darts
at the British Vogue.
Because he's
editor.
The guy that is supposedly the British Vogue, this Edward Enninfeld. He's the one who worked with Meghan Markle. This is who Condé Nast wants to be at American Vogue.
Okay. But they can't get rid of.
Well, I don't know if she's got a contract or they remember they made her some other kind of a.
She's the ambassador over all the Condé Nast properties.
But this cover might just help get her there faster. Is there a little bit more for.
Yeah,
from,
there's 30 seconds more.
Okay.
I think the message she's trying to send is be yourself.
Eilish adding, if you're about body positivity, why would you wear a corset? Why wouldn't you show your actual body? My thing is that I can do whatever I want. It's all about what makes you feel good.
So she posted four pictures from the British Vogue shoot less than 24 hours ago. They've received more than 56 million likes combined. Eilish writing, I love these pictures. I love doing the shoot. Do whatever you want, whenever you want. So talk about a message of body positivity and owning it.
And, you know, so many people are criticizing her. You're selling out, blah, 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 blah.
I
disagree at all.
She's
19 now.
Yeah.
And she was a fully developed. I could totally relate because when your stuff comes in early and you're sexualized early just because of the way people look at you.
Right. Well, she talks about that in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
She says she was asked about how are teenage girls victimized by men, and she said, absolutely, it's an insane thing. Young women were expected to know and do everything and be everyone's mom when we're like 15. I used to not understand why age mattered. And, of course, you feel like that when you're young because you're the oldest you've ever been. You feel like you're so mature and you know everything. But you shouldn't have to know everything then. The expectation creates space for exploitation. People forget that you can grow up and realize bleep was bleeped up when you were younger.
Well, and that's just so a paraphrase, true. Basically.
Did you guys watch her movie?
That was I haven't.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I've heard her on many interviews, and yeah. I like her. I like mm-hmm. her. I like her. And it's just something that teenage girls go through. If you develop too fast, too quick, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because people look at your chest, and they don't look at your face anymore, and then you're talked about because of your boobs.
Right.
Or your butt, so or whatever it is. You're just, it's weird. It's just a whole weird. It's
you're victimized,
so uncomfortable.
And then you're victimized again because then there's this gossip. But boys, on the other hand, for a lot of men and boys are allowed to kind of get away with more stuff and just keep moving on. But there's a real sense of victimizing and shaming and all this heavy burden that
I don't know.
I
the victim
carry.
Part of it, I don't understand really. But I understand the I understand.
Well, it just depends if you had a creepy uncle in your family or something like that. That's what I mean.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Because I just.
The creep factor can come from all over the place.
Yeah.
It's very strong.
It's just uncomfortable when you're very young, like 12, 13, and 14 years old, and men are looking at your boobs.
Yeah. No, I have.
That's where it's weird. And they could be anyone, anywhere. And you're like, I am in, you know, eighth grade.
My friend Loretta D'Ambrosia had boobs, and I did not. And I was grateful that I didn't have them because I saw
It's just a weird thing.
Like we just hated it. I hated it for her.
Mm-hmm. It was weird.
And no one would look. I wouldn't get really looked at twice unless it was like a flasher or somebody that was just, you know, like, let's go, you know, because that happened.
The flashing was happening.
So did you react to it, Julia, by wearing baggy clothes and stuff?
Or? Well, you know what? I was, I ultimately had a breast reduction.
Right. I mean, it must be sort of double-edged because I'm sure, I mean, at some point, some attention, you must want some attention from the boys.
Well, it was literally, you know what it was for me? You know what it was for me is I was teeny with these big boobs. So I was small, but just had these boobs.
You're like 4 foot
eight. But I remember when I worked at the Highland Movie Theater. So I'm 15 when I started, 16 pretty much. I worked there that whole year. And we wore these nylon dresses that everyone would wear if you worked at a Walgreens or anything, the zip up thing,
dress.
A zip up nylon dress with pockets and a white collar.
Yep.
But it was so form fitting. And I remember for me, it was when people would order, I was a candy girl, and people would order their popcorn and just stare at my boobs. And then at the end, they'd look at my face.
Mm-hmm.
It was so uncomfortable. I'd always have this thing that I just wanted to give people the middle fingers in front of my breasts and say, screw you. Quit looking at me that way.
Yeah.
It was so uncomfortable.
Well, you got to admit, you were the candy girl, and your boobs are probably sitting right on top of the counter.
Because it was a very weird time in my life, and I just remember always being uncomfortable and wearing baggy tops. I would try to wear baggy tops, Rocco, because it was uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to people, you know, what if there were girls that thought of her as a hero for being sort of an outcast and off kilter, and now she's on the cover of Vogue?
But here's the deal. It's your body. Yeah. You can wear whatever you want, whenever you want, at whatever age you're at, and you get to change your mind. That's what you get to own. I mean, she can wear whatever she wants. It's her actual body. I mean, you know, she can just change it up. You don't have to be stuck to something at the age of, you know, like that you believed in when you were 14, 15, 16.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to be something I said in January.
Yeah, you're not beholden to that. So I think when you read this interview, I mean, she's like really, she's got a good head on her shoulder. And I like that she talked about realizing that age does matter. Now at her wise age of 19, looking back. Because maybe she felt that way.
You were getting at like what? Kind of what Lori said.
Well, just, you know, what if I'm sure she has a legion of fans who loved her for being kind of odd and having the green hair and having the weird clothes and now looking at her going,
everybody gets
cover
to change.
Everyone gets to change $1,000
corset.
Yeah, no one.
I mean, but that's easy for you guys to say because you guys are older and smarter now.
Sure.
If you're 14, you must be going, oh, my hero is sold out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But she really can't be thinking this way. Or
she has to do what's best for herself because you can't please everybody all the time.
Yeah, you can't be thinking that way. I mean, I'm sure her people thought this was a good idea for her to do this, to
launch the new album because she's excited about the new sound and it's different.
Yeah, she can't be worried about what.
I think it's interesting that coming back, though, you said that sales were down and none of us liked the song.
Well, do you like the song? I don't like it.
Out of 12.
Yeah, but I feel like even the one we heard in the preview had that sort of, you know, what's their name? Lana Del Rey. Sort of that dreamy sort of.
Dreary emo.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe I hope she gives us a banger.
Yeah, I'd hope so. I mean,
I would love to hear a Billie Eilish banger, like a Miley Cyrus, some kind of a thing. You know, I would like her and Phineas to kick the bucket over and get dancing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think the other thing about her, you know, sophomore album is she came out so big time, so strong, even though she's been working forever and she's been grinding it. But her first album was so, so big.
Mm-hmm.
The sophomore album is always a toughie.
Yeah, well, she can talk to any number of people about that.
I know.
She looks great in these photos. It's posted for you. I love it, but
she's not a 14
does,
and 15 and 16 and 17-year-old girl
she
anymore.
She looks like the love child of Scarlett Johansson and Lady Gaga. Oh. The way she's styled. With that 40s bang and stuff, that's the vibe I'm getting. But very femme fatale. I approve.
As you would.
Yeah, I should. Mm-hmm. Okay, listen, we're going to Hollywood speak, Julia. Too easy and four hard.
Okay.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking. is the meaning of this?
All right, so Julia, let's Hollywood speak this. Now, okay, we got it posted. So last night in LA, they filmed, it's not going to show till like May 8th or something like this.
Okay.
But, a vaccine concert.
Okay, what does that mean? Do people get vaccines while they're there?
No, it's just to like encourage people and give information, okay, and just kind of see if any sports, Hollywood, Royal, Prince Harry was there. Oh my Lord. They're calling it the Global Citizens Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. So, but they taped it ahead of time, and it's going to air like on May 8th. And Prince Harry gave a speech, and the Daily Mail just was going losing their mind.
Right.
Prince wants to be a rock star now. And I said, do they have any idea how funny they sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Prince already was a rock star. But anyway, the crowd was going crazy because, let's face it, Prince Harry has Americans. Right?
Yeah.
Right, Julia?
People like him here.
Did you catch a mid-yawn there on that
just
answer?
Got it.
Sorry about that.
Just got it out.
Anyone else notice that yawn, Rocco?
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, so at the concert, Selena Gomez is there.
She looked a little different to me.
She has blonded her hair.
That's it.
Yeah.
She looked a little different. Okay.
And then J-Lo was there, and she performed three songs. Now, here's the thing. This
okay,
one posted, and this is what I want you to Hollywood speak.
Okay.
She sang Sweet Caroline to her mom, Lupe, who was out on stage with her. That probably won't make the concert footage that okay, we see on TV. And her ex, who her Escalade has been picking him and dropping him off for like the last 10 days. Very obvious. And her people have gone to OK, Us, Weekly, Daily Mail, TMZ, People Magazine, Entertainment Tonight to let them know that's her Escalade, bringing him back and forth to her house. He's in the audience and she sings Sweet Caroline. Hollywood speak that.
Okay, well, what people don't know that I'm going to fill in is that we're talking about the ex is Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about is Sweet Caroline. When you are a Boston Red Sox fan, that is what they sing, I think, at the seventh inning stretch or something. That is their song that they sing.
Every so it's home
a, yeah,
game.
It's a toast to Boston, it's a toast to Ben.
It's yes.
Mm-hmm. Very. You know that, Rocco?
I did know that.
Yeah.
So
the Hollywood speak is, well, because then people are saying they're not together, they're just good old friends, but why would you get together with an old guy that you were stupid and engaged to if you didn't want to have some action?
Yeah, no, they're having...
Because remember how he praised her work ethic and everything when she
not
was...
Not that long ago.
Not that long
in
ago.
In the Allure magazine that's
yes,
out on the Mace
no,
newsstand,
I know,
they talked to him and not A-Rod.
Right, and she was still engaged to A-Rod, so it's kind of... Is it a coincidence?
No, you know what I think? First of all, I think the thing when they first met, and this is like 15 years ago, you guys, and they were Bennifer, you know, the first
that,
name.
Laurie. Yeah.
17 years ago. Yeah, I think 17 years ago. He was obsessed with her at first. Like he was whipped.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And he openly ruined her marriage to Chris Judd.
Yeah.
Because remember, that was still happening. And then he, after about a year, he self-sabotaged. Because he was miserable, like he cared about Jennifer, but the whole thing had become such a circus.
Right.
And Jen was like, well, this is the way it's always going to be, baby. And he was just like, no. And she's like, what? And then they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
It was more than a year because they were engaged in the process of
I know. But what's interesting is that they have not been on good terms all this time. They've just gotten back. They're having a hot vac summer reunion, and I am here for this.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly hope they're having great sex and that this is the summer romance gossip vintage drama that we could use and we deserve, quite frankly.
Lori, not only deserve.
I am asking them to bang for gossip.
I'm asking them please to continue because we need to see the pictures.
It'll be so much fun.
Oh, totally fun.
The very definition of win-win.
I love it.
And the very fact that they're being so coy about everything, you guys. I mean, her publicist, again, blanketed People, Us Weekly, Page Six, and TMZ with the Just Friends cover story.
All right. There we go. There we go.
Anyway,
are you here for that? Do you think they're hot?
I'm here
couple,
for this.
Rocco?
Yeah, and I think, you know, like you said, they're in a different place now than they were when they were.
Right.
Now, neither no expectations.
None. They already have their kids.
To get married.
They have kids. They can just have fun.
Have hotel sex or
fun.
At-home sex or whatever, but mm-hmm. it's like with somebody familiar who appreciates. Oh, yes.
Right.
Okay. Halle Berry is now revealing that her severe Emo Phillips, Willy Wonka, as Johnny Depp played him, Bob at the Oscars, was just a wig as she shows off her lovely long hair.
I don't believe this at all.
Well?
I don't. Why is she doing this? Why is she doing this so many days after? Why didn't it come out the next day?
Julia, because Halle Berry needs to keep her name on our lips because that Marshall movie of hers is going to be dropping here pretty soon. Where she plays like a martial arts fighter.
Right.
You know? Very believable. Okay.
She just had extensions put in this week.
You think so?
Yes, 100%.
You don't think that was a wig? Now I wonder.
How can you fit that much hair under a wig? Lori, we've worn wigs.
Julia, you can't believe what those hair people can do.
I don't know. That feels...
No.
I want a hair person to call in and tell us if this is true or not. 651-641-1071. This bothers me. I feel like she's just saying this to just get more attention. She bugs me so bad.
Well, she's stunting us for sure, and it really worked. But for me, it didn't work because I think Halle Berry is impossible to make look bad, but yet her people did it to her at the Academy Awards. I would have for sure fired all those people who were...
Well, they made her look horrible.
And I won't be surprised if she breaks up with that musician guy.
You keep saying that because of the haircut, but you are so wrong. She's crazy for him. She took him out in public.
Yeah, I know, but they've been dating a year, so at the most, they've got another 6 months of steam.
Oh, for crying out loud, Lori.
Rocco, this is what I believe. No, you know what her reputation is as far as, like, she gets sick of men.
And men get sick of her.
But, like, she's like a year and a half, 2 years. She really... She as much as the other person. And she's still married to Olivier Martinez.
She is still married to him.
Uh-huh. Okay, Amber Heard is banned from Australia.
Okay, this is hysterical.
She smuggled her two Yorkies, Pistol and Boo, with false paperwork. And now they have decided that because of this terrible thing that she did, that she cannot... come to Australia for 3 years if she's found guilty of perjury in Johnny Depp's defamation case. So this is really a non-story
story. It's a non-story story, but if you ever... I do think their apology, their PSA that they did about
Pistol and Boo?
For Detective Barnacle, who cited them. It was hysterical.
It was like somebody was pointing a gun at Johnny Depp's
and
head
and they had cue cards in front of him.
So
it was hysterical.
That is
a funny thing.
That's the... funniest.
We might have to find the audio
ever
plan. That was funny.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, Lori and Julia.
My Talk 107.1. Light up your space at Southern.